Wake up, everyone. It's time for a call to action. Welcome to Call to Action Today, where there are no sacred cows, with your host, Steve Noble, just an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and he's calling you out every week to live the Christian life in your home, your work, and even in politics. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH, or check him out online at c2atoday.org. And now, with some much-needed cough medicine for the church, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Well, we were most of the way through the weekend thinking it was going to be okay. Things would be quiet for a couple of days. Then, of course, what happened yesterday in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where I actually lived as a kid for a little while. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, three police officers killed, murdered in cold blood. Montrell Jackson, Matthew Gerald, and Brad Garofalo are dead. They were three police officers. One of them had only been on the force for a year and was a new father and actually had just a really powerful personal plea that he put up on Facebook not that long ago, about a week ago, in the wake of the Dallas shootings. And I put that up on my Facebook page, so you can go check that out. And just heartbreaking. The shooter, Gavin Long, obviously motivated with the whole whether he's his ties to the Nation of Islam and Louis Farrakhan or Black Lives Matter, whatever it is, a man whose heart totally full of evil and hatred, and acted on that as the shooter did in Dallas. And friends, we need to be in prayer for our nation. We need to be in prayer for our police. I'm down here in Atlanta broadcasting live this week with working on Harvest Georgia with Pastor Greg Laurie coming up in September. And I was out grabbing some lunch today, doing a lot of work here in the hotel room, getting ready for a really busy week Tuesday through Thursday, but out visiting churches and pastors. But went out, grabbed some lunch, and saw a police officer in line, and went up to him and just shook his hand and thanked him for his service. And I would encourage all of you to do the same. We've been pretty good about this as a people when it comes to our military personnel, but now we need to really make sure we're doing this for police officers and first responders, of course, but police officers in particular, because of it's just dangerous out there, and man's sinfulness and hatred just on full display, not only here in America but around the world. Of course, what happened in Nice, France, and it's just, I don't know, I don't run down the eschatology road too often and talk about end times, but it sure looks like and feels like and obviously is, things are speeding up. Now, social media and the preponderance of media in general, the 24/7 media cycle, we hear everything all the time. So things really get ballooned and amplified all over the place all the time, 24/7 really. But we need to, if you're a person of the book, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, we need to be in prayer. We need to be in prayer for our nation, for events around the world, for the prophetic witness of the church, for one another, for police officers, for our leaders. And let's just make sure we're doing that. And for the families of these three fallen officers, three more fallen officers in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, as well as the three that are injured, one of them fighting for his life as we speak. So let's make sure we stay in prayer over that. Today is Money Monday here on Call to Action Radio. We do this, try to do it regularly, because Jesus spoke about the topic regularly, talking about money and finances and stewardship, not a foreign concept in either the Old Testament or the New Testament. So we welcome back to the show our good friend David Fisher, Landmark Capital, landmarkgold.com. David Fisher, welcome back to Call to Action. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well, Steve. My heart is broken for our country, obviously, as yours is and many of your listeners. And our fight is not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and evil and darkness of the world. But we're overcomers, and Amen. You're exactly right. We need to pray for our country that there be healing.
Amen. Well, I'm going to ask you, don't usually do this on the air live, David, but I wanted to take the opportunity, especially on the heels of Baton Rouge and everything else going on, and wanted to ask you, as my brother in Christ and a great supporter of Call to Action Radio, if you would just take a moment and pray for all of us, pray for the nation, pray for the police, and just lead us in prayer for a moment, and then we'll get started.
Absolutely, Steve. Thank you for the honor of that. Lord, we just come before you, and we thank you for your grace and your love for us. Lord, we ask that you shed your light down on our country, that where there is division, bring unity. Where there is evil, Lord, bring good. Where there is hatred, shed your love, Almighty God. And where there seems to be war, bring peace. We pray today that the Prince of Peace would come and heal our land, especially in our cities of Baton Rouge and in Dallas. We pray for all the families of the officers that have fallen serving our country, our communities. We pray for their bosses, their leaders, mayors, and commissioners across the land, and our president, and every leading official that you bring wisdom. Lord, we ask that you'd heal our land, Lord, bring unity, and that we would become a mighty God, a mighty nation under you, Lord. We just thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother. And difficult days indeed. Well, of course, we've been talking a lot about Brexit recently with everything changing so rapidly in the news. But Britain's vote, a historic vote, kind of pulled a U.S. as we pulled against them. They pulled it against the EU. So Britain exiting from the EU, prime minister change just last week, which is really bringing to light some of the trouble, the economic trouble in specifically the European banking system. We're going to come up on a break here in a couple minutes, but talk to us about what's going on there, and especially with Deutsche Bank, the German bank, one of the most prominent banks in the world.
Well, the banks are in trouble across the European community. Their U.S. Or their index, called the Euro Stocks, and I mentioned this on a few programs, is down substantially. And but the two leading banks that are in trouble, one is in Germany called the Deutsche Bank, and the other one is in Italy, which is the oldest bank in the world, over 450 years old. Specifically, Deutsche Bank is the equivalency of a J.P. Morgan, to put it into perspective. They're a very large bank, the largest, in Europe. And they're having the most difficult time. Their level of capitalization is less than 3%, which is what Lehman Brothers was when that brought down the system. Their derivative or their risk asset is $70 trillion, which is roughly the size of the world of the GDP of the world.
Wow.
So this is not a small bank by any means. This is a big situation. You know, it's not being talked about that much. Recently, one of the leaders was on CNBC talking about how far they're undercapitalized. But the problem is that they can't get a bailout with the European Union laws.
We're coming up.
Existence.
Hold that thought right there, David. We're coming up on the break. I have several more questions about that and what happens in Europe. What effect is it going to have on us here in the United States and on our investments and on our banking system, on our financial stability? This is Steve Noble with David Fisher. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio, coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia this week, down here for some more work we're doing on Harvest Georgia with Pastor Greg Laurie, which is down here in Atlanta, September 23rd, the weekend of the 23rd. So we're excited about that, and lots of work to do to reach pastors and get people involved. And so please pray for that. And today on Call to Action and Money Monday returns, we've got our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital, landmarkgold.com. They have a lot of great information there, great at educating people and helping you understand these complicated times. And you can get that information, the phone number there, if you'd like more information, 844-879-8882. 844-879-8882, or check them out. Get more information online, landmarkgold.com. And it's always great to have my friend and my brother back on the show, David Fisher. And David, we were talking about Brexit and the situation with European banking and the biggest bank in Europe, Deutsche Bank, which is really hurting. And so what could potentially happen with them? Because in the EU, they don't have the old bailout like we did here in the United States of America. So what could happen there, David, and then really important for us here in the United States, how would that impact the U.S. economy and our own investments?
Well, to put it into perspective, Deutsche Bank is worth $1.7 trillion, and Lehman was $639 billion.
Holy cow.
So they're three times larger than Lehman, but they're four times larger in size by employee base. So this is not a small situation at all. And if Deutsche Bank doesn't get their financial books under control, they will probably implode because they're a triple B rating. That's the same. They just got rated that way on June 9th by the S&P. They lowered their rating to triple B, which is just three notches above junk status. And incidentally, triple B is the same rating that Lehman's got downgraded to preceding their collapse 3 months before. So this is all the signs are lining up. And their two CEOs recently resigned June 6th and June 8th. They have two CEOs. That's how their bank operates. They both have resigned. Wow. So that says something about it. So they're in trouble. Their stock is falling. This is having a systemic risk because the IMF says that they're the most riskiest bank in Europe, if not the world. And so this could be a systemic problem, and that's what they're calling it. The IMF calls it a systemic important bank. So that would cause a domino effect. It would cause the large bank in Italy, which is the third largest, who are sitting $300 billion in bad loans right now. They can't get out of debt. The IMF calculates that bank is they're just one step ahead of a Bangladesh bank in their risk assets. They're the largest or the oldest bank in the world, and they have severe problems. So the problem is that will these banks do a bail-in where they go into their citizens' accounts, which there's not enough money in Deutsche Bank to do to keep them from going under. The Italian bank there possibly might be. Or do they let the banks fail? And nobody comes to the rescue, and this would be a systemic problem. So this would be definitely affecting our financial system because look what's happened in the past just with the problems in China, how it affected our markets, the Brexit, how it affected our markets. This is would dwarf those things substantially. This is a major 2008 or bigger problem that's brewing right now, and it would affect our country.
Now, is it just people in the know that are even talking about this, David? Because this is not something that I'm hearing in the mainstream media.
Well, it's in Reuters. It's on CNBC. It gets talked about, then it gets shoved away and put under the blanket because nothing is happening right now. They're not, you know, declaring bankruptcy. So it's kind of like they've moved the pot from the front burner to the back. It's still on the burner. It's just not being talked about. But yeah, there's going to come a time when this meal will be ready and then something's going to happen. And we're one to two headlines away from something major happening in the world when it comes to these banks. Banks are in trouble across the country, across the world. We have five of our banks that failed the living will test. And we talked about that, the stress test. What would happen if they got into financial challenges? How would they unwind their books? And this is what brought down Lehman Brothers. So it's not just foreign banks, although there's major problems in foreign banks, there's major problems in the United States banks. So it's not being talked about because it's not popular. It doesn't, you know, people don't want to listen to that. It's a negative thing. It's not newsworthy. They'd rather talk about something controversial that brings more newsworthiness.
Yeah, it's really scary that the vast majority of people, most of us adults in America that have savings and investments could be significantly negatively affected by this, yet it's not on anybody's radar screen. So what would you see as somebody that's educating and advising people, David, if something like Deutsche Bank were to go under over there, what kind of shockwave would that send through our lives here in America?
It's unknown, but it would be larger than 2008.
Man.
And I'm sad to say it that way, but we're talking about a misnomer right now because it's too big. It's so much bigger than Lehman Brothers. But it would be much more substantial than Lehman Brothers. And just because we're on the other side of the pond doesn't mean we're immune from this. Look at Europe. They got hit worse than us, and they were on the other side of the pond when Lehman Brothers went down.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is being shoved under the carpet. But it's going to come to a boil here, and it will be a disastrous thing if they don't come up with some financial solution. And the problem is they're gridlocked. There is no financial solution. The EU is not going to come and bail them out. And there's not enough money to bail in with, so we're at a standstill. It's just buy time. But the buying of time is not on their side because the environment gets worse for these banks.
Yeah. Well, for you being an expert in the precious metals world and looking at that, I mean, how do you deal with this? Because you're a brother in Christ. You care about your fellow man. You care about truth and justice. And you see what's happening in the financial system, specifically in the banks. Yet you deal in precious metals and gold and silver and things like that, which kind of give us an alternate route through some of this stuff. How do you handle this personally and professionally as you see these things and this stuff lining up that could be a domino effect? I mean, it's got to be kind of a double-sided coin for you, David, isn't it?
It is. I feel like I'm kind of like Noah, where I was saying we're going to have a flood. We're have some problems coming because of the environment that we put ourselves into, and there's no out. There's no healing of the land, so to speak. So let's prepare the ark, and yet people say, you're crazy. It's not even raining. And that's what they're saying. You know, they said the same thing in 2007 when I was talking about some major financial challenges coming, that we're not going to get away from it unless they intervene and do something drastically different. So I, you know, in some ways I am like Noah. It's not fashionable, and I'm not a doomsdayer, first of all. I want to make sure there's a lot of people in my industry that say the dollar's going to collapse, go to zero, you're going to need the silver and gold to go to the grocery store. I appall that belief. It's financially impossible, and maybe we should talk about that someday on your program, how that is an impossible thing. I don't want to minimize our problems. We got some major problems, and we will see a change of the value of our currency. But it's just a preparing. I'd rather be 2 years too early to the flood than 2 days too late.
Yeah, absolutely. Great point. We're talking to David Fisher. David, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to pull you back up right after the break. David Fisher with Landmark Gold, 844-879-8882 is their number. Great information and education, or landmarkgold.com. When we come back, we're going to talk about precious metals. We're going to go down this road. What's the deal? Why do some advisors hate it? Some advisors say you got to have some. What do you do? We're going to talk to David Fisher about that. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. It's Money Monday, talking about one of the things that Jesus himself talked about a lot, money and stewardship. It is a big deal in the life of a Christian so that we can be sowing into what God is doing in the kingdom and his kingdom work here on earth. And in order to do that, we need to be good stewards. Plus, that's all about self-control and being able to sow in and helping our neighbor, and especially those who are less fortunate than we are. And that's why we do Money Mondays, and that's why we talk about these types of issues with banking and the markets and precious metals, all of these, because you need information in order to be able to be a good steward. You need to be educated, as do I. And that's why we're talking to David Fisher today. Landmark Gold, the website is landmarkgold.com. Great education, great information. 844-879-8882. And we're really getting into David's particular area of expertise, right at the center of his wheelhouse, as we talk about precious metals. But not everybody, David, likes the precious metals market. Now, there's plenty of stockbrokers and advisors that are have a lot of negative kind of doom and gloom to say about it. It's kind of old fashioned, just a bunch of hucksters out there. If Glenn Beck talks about it, it can't be reputable. Well, what do you say about that when you hear all that kind of bashing about precious metals?
I think there's some truth in it. There's always some truth in everything that's been said about opinions of different types of investment, but there's also a lot of non-truth. Unfortunately, my industry is riddled with people telling listeners and writing articles and going online and even getting on the radio and telling people that the end of the world is coming, as we all know it, financially speaking, with the death of the dollar. And we're going to use another currency, and we're going to, you know, the currency is going to zero and all that in that box that we're talking about. I'm not of that mindset. Don't get me wrong, Steve. We have some major problems. But when financial planners hear that, stockbrokers hear that, who understand how the dollar index work, and I hear that, who also understands that, they seem to turn off the benefit of gold, that it's the number one asset class of movement this year at 28%, while stocks have moved 3%. They seem to not see the reality of gold's the number one asset class the last 15 years that's beat all indexes in U.S. stocks, and also real estate and annuities and obviously cash on deposit. So there's a reason for that. It's telling us a signal that something's wrong looking forward in the world. That's why gold moves. So But they don't understand it because they couple it to the end of the world coming, and they don't believe the end of the world is coming, and neither do I. But unfortunately, that gets touted in my industry as a way of a selling technique. I think it's the various poorest of way of leading a person astray. It's not the way the markets operate. We're not going to use gold and silver for that purpose. We use it as a hedge and a diversification tool and an insurance policy, because gold is a chameleon. It takes on many forms of why you should invest in it. So, you know, gold went up 72% in 2008 in the aftermath of the Lehman Brothers, and then went on a multi-year run. So, I mean, it went through a correction just like all markets went through a correction. Now we're in a bull market again.
Well, when you hear about investing in gold, and if you go on Yahoo Finance or whatever, and you're just trying to find a price for gold, that's not exactly the easiest target to hit, because, and I think a lot of people don't know this, there are a lot of different ways to invest in precious metals, be it gold or silver. But what are some different ways that you can, if this works for your particular portfolio, any individual, what are some different options out there, David?
Well, you can buy an ETF, but that's not really investing in gold. That's investing in a paper asset that's connected to a gold holdings, which there's also in those gold holdings, there is contracts that they leverage your money. So it's not a one-to-one exact basis of owning gold, because you're still in paper. But you can buy gold stocks. You're still not buying gold. You're buying the ability to invest in a company that mines gold, and their management and their debt structure being appropriate, and making sure they hit their quarterly earnings. But the way of investing in gold is you physically hold it. You own it in your hands. It is the physical product, and that's what we do. And that's a misunderstood way, and we do a thing called a financial blueprint that helps people understand the four or five basic markets out there that to choose from, and we narrow it down to three, what their benefits and drawbacks are of all three, and then they get to make a decision what's best for them. So it's a tailor-made investment decision that they do for themselves based upon education and knowledge.
Well, it seems like for a lot of people, I think when they consider gold, or you hear gold commercial, or perhaps they're listening to this conversation right now, then sometimes I think they go, well, I mean, it's not like I have a Fort Knox in the back of my house, and I don't have anywhere to. Are you telling me I need to buy these big gold bullion bricks that I see in movies, a James Bond movie or something? I think for a lot of people, it sounds so old-fashioned that you actually take possession of something that has value, that that's a big hump for people to get over, because we're just not used to thinking like that. You mentioned ETFs, electronically traded funds. It's just paper, and it's paper that appears on a screen. It's all electronically based. I just think a lot of us struggle with considering physical ownership of something like what we're talking about today, gold and silver. Is that something that people really struggle with, that concept?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's what we help them with, understanding the ABCs of gold. You know, when a person hears that, I'm telling them that gold went up 20%, and they've been saying in their spirit, boy, I should really have bought some. Or they think, you know, maybe I should talk to my financial planner or stockbroker, and then the first thing that they say is don't buy it. It's either too high, or they don't know anything about it, there's a lot of risk in it. You know, those are typically things that are said when that person doesn't know about gold, and gold is not the specialty of a financial planner or a stockbroker. But the first thing that goes to the person's mind is, I really don't know anything about it. I probably should do some research, probably should see what it would do for me. And that's where they get a whole bunch of different opinions, because there's different two camps basically out there, what I call the end of the world people, which is the bigger of the two camp, and the people that are in the camp that I represent, which is, let's just be properly diversified, because scripture says a portion to seven, a portion to eight, you do not know what tragedy may befall you, and let's have diversification, and that's how you get protected. So, you know, get with a person or a company that's not pressure, that's going to give you facts. We have a pamphlet now that talks about the 10 common mistakes people do and how to avoid them when buying precious metals. They should call into my company and get that, along with the other material that provide. You know, and you mentioned something about, you know, buying ETFs. You know, if we have a bail-in and a person says, I'm safe because I got gold in a gold stock or ETFs, they didn't get any more safe than just buying any other stock out there. So that's another big proponent of owning physical gold versus paper.
Yeah, and I want to go back to that because we talk about that. We try to bring that up just about every time that you're on the show, David. And this whole notion of the bail-in and why having something like physical possession of a valuable commodity like gold or silver matters in that case. So take us back down the road real quick. We mentioned it earlier, but I want to make sure people really understand this. What is a bail-in? Where has it happened? And how could that happen here? And how would it affect us as individual investors here in America?
What seems to be our flagship topic, because it's globally, it's not just in America. It has happened in Europe in 14 countries, 15 now. Austria just did it. But what it is where no country comes to the rescue of the other country. No banking system like the Federal Reserve or the European Monetary Union comes and bails out that country because they don't have enough money, or by law they can't anymore. So that country has to go internally into their citizens' accounts. They go into their bank accounts, their pensions, their retirements, seize a portion or up to all of the assets, give their citizens either a government bond or a certificate of an annuity or a stock in a failing bank in a failing country, and as pay them back over time, kind of like a Social Security check, if you will. So that's the bail-in. Unfortunately, our country has modeled the same format and created a blueprint back in 2012 with the FDIC and the Bank of England. You can go to FDIC.gov. The template is there. It talks about it. It clearly defines it in the first paragraph of how they would seize your assets. You're the shareholder, and you don't get to recoup any of the money. It goes into a tier one company that manages the money, and they bail out the banking system or the entity that needs it, the government. So we propose diversifying, get some tangibles in your hands, either outside of your retirement or inside of your retirement, so that not 100% of your money is at risk. And unfortunately, the government is moving very fast down that road. I just came out today with my fifth edition of this white paper called The Coming Bail-In. So more information has come out. I'm writing a book on it because it just keeps coming, Steve, as time goes on. More and more information from our government, putting all the pieces of the puzzle together how they want to do this. So if they flip the switch and they want to do a seizure of assets called a bail-in, which is seizing Americans' money, man, bank accounts, retirements, having a portion of it outside of that in a physical method, and you can do that in your retirement without a tax liability, and I have a report on that.
We're going to talk about that when we come back. We're talking to David Fisher here on Call to Action Radio. It is Monday, Monday, and I'm going to ask the question that you're probably asking already. How can they possibly do that? That's got to be illegal. Well, so what? This is Steve Noble. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. It is Money Monday here on Call to Action. We talk about stewardship. We talk about finances and our options out there because Jesus talked about it. And people sometimes say, hey, Steve, what's the radio show about? My answer is everything, because our Christian worldview, our Christianity, as we try to be biblical followers of Jesus Christ, should be overlaid onto every nook and cranny of our lives. Be it in our personal lives, in our work lives, neighborhood lives, communal lives, lives as Americans, lives as people that share this world with other human beings, all made in the image of God. And so we talk about all kinds of things. It's not a pigeonholed kind of show. Every day is not breaking news, but it's always important news that we're talking about, and important topics, of course, today with our good friend David Fisher. I wanted to say a special hello to an old affiliate that's a new affiliate again, KREJ. And KSNS out in, they serve South Central Kansas and Northwest Oklahoma out there in the Wichita, Kansas area. Just a great family station. And they have a bunch of family members, all own Christian radio stations. They're in Florida too, some other places. Really cool. So we're excited to be back on KREJ. So a special hello to our friends out there. And with David Fisher from Landmark Capital and Landmark Gold today, talking about a lot of important topics for us to consider as we're trying to be good stewards, here in America in the financial system. And David, when we're talking about the bail-in, which has happened, how many times has that happened around the world now, where the government has come in and literally seized finances from their people in order to bail themselves out? How often has that happened?
15 countries in the last 5 years.
Yeah, 15 and climbing. So I know as soon as we talk about it, one of the things that immediately comes into my mind, and then I want to get back to what you were mentioning a minute ago, which is about being able to have gold as a part of your kind of retirement accounts, like an IRA. But people sit there and go, how can that be legal? And I was talking to the Facebook audience while the commercial breaks were running. I'm like, well, where do the laws come from? The laws come from Washington, D.C. So when you hear that question, people go, how can they possibly do that? How is that legal? What's your answer?
There's a lot of things that our country does that we don't know every law that's passed that doesn't make common sense and seems illegal, but it is a legal thing. They passed a law called the Dodd-Frank Act, which is the Wall Street Reform Bill, and that was signed by President Obama July 22, 2010. But since then, it's been reformed several times. There's two sides of the bill. One side is the changing the legal ownership of your money in your financial account, whether it be brokerage or banking account or stock portfolio. That is legally no longer your money according to the bill that was passed in 2010. The other side of the bill is holding banks accountable, having enough capital, making sure they don't do the things that they did and over-leverage their money like that brought down the system of Lehman Brothers. Unfortunately, that's the side that keeps getting reformed, and now we have 30,000 pages to the Dodd-Frank Act. It's the largest piece of legislation in the history of our country. It's holding the American citizens captive in being forced to hold the debt of our country and bailing out banks the next time something happens and giving a free ride. The same thing that what the bill is supposed to do, it's doing the opposite. It's giving big banks a free ride and our country a free ride and putting it on the back of the investor. So the next time, mark my words, we have another financial crisis, and we will, because it's brewing, you will see a bail-in in our country, because that's what the law now says we are forced to do.
Yeah, just talk about injustice at the highest levels. Just remarkable. So tell us a little bit right quick, David. You have two informational papers, white papers, as you call them, that are really helpful for people. Again, for you to get educated, folks, for you to get information, and then you make your decision. We're not pushing you one way or another. We're just having the conversation. But tell us about the white papers, and specifically the one about the IRA, because a lot of us think in terms of, well, if you have an IRA, but you can't possibly have something like a physical asset like gold or silver. So tell us about that real quick.
The first one is the coming bail-in that talks about all the countries that have done this and what our country has done moving towards this, gives all the facts and the dates of it. The second one is when referring to it, your IRA having physical metals in it and you taking possession of it with no tax liability. There's a legal method that has been designed and approved by the IRS, and it gives even the case of approval in there and all the facts that relate to this, where you can transfer your IRA or 401k, rolling it over into a qualified plan and take physical possession of your metals without a tax liability, and you get to hold them. So it explains how that is done and the legal method of doing it. And we've done lots of these, and I personally have done, in the last 6 years, thousands and thousands of them.
Wow. Yeah. And how can people get that information and get themselves educated?
They can either go to our website, which is landmarkgold.com, or they can call us and talk to one of my representatives at 844-879-8882.
And one last question for you, David, then we'll let you go. I know how busy you are, but scripturally speaking, as a follower of Christ, where do you kind of anchor yourself in the scriptures in terms of your business and dealing with these financial issues? I've mentioned the word stewardship over and over again, but are there a few passages that really drive you in your dealings every day?
Well, the obvious one is seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. My ownership is not of this world. I'm just passing through. I'm here to help people. I'm here as we seek first the kingdom. All these other things will be added unto us. I've never desired to be rich or famous, to even be on the radio. I've just desired to help people, and out of that comes our relationship, you and Steve, you and I. And you know, I'm a firm believer, if you take care of your money now, it's going to be there down the road to take care of you. And when we help people do that, to be a good steward of the funds that the Lord has entrusted them with. Because I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know when or if the bail-in will ever happen, but I know they're going to have to do something inflate our way out of this, and very seldom does all roads lead to gold, and that's what's happening right now. So this is a biblical investment, and that's what I help people get aligned with.
Yeah, and again, friends, to get that information and access that for yourselves, the phone number to talk to David or his staff, 844-879-8882. That's 844-879-8882, or simply find them online at landmarkgold.com. David Fisher, always great to have you on. Thank you so much for spending so much time with us today.
Thank you, Steve, for the time.
You're welcome, brother. God bless you. We'll talk to you later. And there you go. I really appreciate David. I have a lot of offline conversations with him, and he's got a great heart for the Lord and for the things of the Lord. And like he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. And that's what motivates him. I mean, I spent a lot of time talking to David, several hours before I ever invited him to be on the radio show over a year ago, because I was skeptical myself. I hear gold and precious metals. I'm like, oh, here we go, because I hear it all on certain networks and certain shows. And Glenn Beck, you know, he can be in the middle of whatever, and then all of a sudden he's talking about gold this and gold that. And so it's really tainted it for me. So I made sure to spend a lot of time with David offline to learn myself and really to hear his story, his own. He was a youth pastor. He was going to be staying in that stream, and God just opened some interesting doors for him to change careers and to move into this. It's still a ministry for him as he seeks to help people be good stewards of their finances. So I really appreciate him and his heart for the Lord and his heart for the people of God and for helping people. So tomorrow I'm going to be with down here in Atlanta. I'll be doing a show with a black gentleman. I've had a lot of our black brothers on recently to talk about these issues that were going on around the country, and like what just happened in Baton Rouge and Dallas and Black Lives Matter, the Republican National Convention. Let's make sure we're praying for that. I talked about it last week. We all need to make sure we're praying for peace in Cleveland. And then next week, of course, with the Democrat National Committee. But this week, especially because Donald Trump is such a divisive character, and there's been all of those not riots, but some pretty aggressive activities and things that at his various campaign events. And this week, of course, kicked off today in Cleveland, the Republican National Convention. So we need to make sure we're praying for peace in our land and for the prophetic witness of the church, which would include hopefully you and myself. So Garland Hunt tomorrow, I'm going to be talking to him, Pastor Garland Hunt, incredibly well-educated man. He got a BA from Howard University, a JD from Howard University Law School in 83, served as a judicial law clerk and a staff attorney with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit. So you're thinking he's just this awesome lawyer. Well, yeah, but he's also a pastor. He used to be in my hometown, Raleigh, North Carolina, Raleigh International Church. Perhaps you've heard of Bishop Wellington Boone. And Garland works with Wellington Boone and the Wellington Boone Ministries. He is a conservative African-American, and I'm going to have him on tomorrow. We're going to be doing the show together to get a man, not only a man of God and a man of darker skin, but a man who knows the law, who's been around the court system, who's dealt with law enforcement, to get his perspective on this issue that continues to unfold before our very eyes as we see really our country, for lack of a better way, of just consuming itself. It's really heartbreaking. It's hard to look at. For me, I'm always like, oh, you know, and you see this a lot on social media and other places, you know, all right, Lord, come on back. But just remember, when we're crying that, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with crying that out of our heart to have the Lord come back, but just think for a second. And sometimes I had somebody say this to me years ago, almost 10 years ago. Hey, Steve, it seems like evil is winning. And I said, you know what? Evil isn't winning. God is waiting. And every moment God waits is mercy. And it reminds me, every time I hear that, come Lord Jesus, it reminds me that, hey, you know, how many people do I know? Some of them are listening to this show, perhaps right now, that aren't walking with God. They're not born again. They do not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And if he comes back tomorrow, it's game over for them. It's game over for them. And so for me to say, Lord, come back, oftentimes in my heart, it's an inherently selfish statement. We need to be thinking about the lost. And the lost, for the most part, is why the country looks the way it does right now, especially on the issue of racism. But for us in the church, we haven't exactly been that shining city on a hill. We haven't exactly been salt and light ourselves. So let's make sure we're in prayer. Let's make sure we're having conversations. Think a police officer when you can. If you're white and you don't have any friends of a darker skin color, find some. and share and talk and communicate. Come, let us reason one to another is what God calls us to. This is Steve Noble, Call to Action Radio. God willing, I'll be back with you again tomorrow.